Well, praise God. Thank God for each one of you that are joining us on today with Word of Hope. And I believe that this word is going to be a quick word, but it's going to be a word that will help someone, maybe many of you or several of you on today. Let us pray. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your wonderful name. We give you all of the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' great name. Thank God. Amen. Well, this is Co-Pastor Elmer Hess Sr. and I co-pastor with my son, Dr. E.R. Hess Jr., at the beautiful First Pentecostal Family Worship Center, 4720 Beckley Road in the city of Battle Creek, Michigan. We'd love to see you on this coming Sunday at 11 a.m. if the Lord says the same. It's always better in the house. I know that many of you view us online. Many of you listen to us over the radio. You're in good enough health to make it out to the house of the Lord. Come on out. It's always better in the house. In the book of St. Luke, chapter 13, verses 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, Jesus called her to him, and said unto the woman that was bowed over, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. I want to talk to you just a few minutes from that passage of scripture. I had several passages, but I just chose that one. You don't have to leave here like you came. You do not have to leave here like you came. You don't have to leave here like you came. In Jesus' name is a very familiar Holy Ghost declaration. This Holy Ghost declaration has been around holiness Pentecostal altars for generations. You don't have to leave here like you came. It's not a slogan. It's not a cliche. It's not an emotional hype. You don't have to leave here like you came. In Jesus' name, actually, is a biblical reality that's rooted in the nature of God himself. Where the Spirit of the Lord is present, I want you to know that permanent change is possible. Where Jesus is moving, bondage is breakable. Where the Holy Ghost is stirring, permanent transformation is available. And you may have come in hurting, but you don't have to leave out hurting. You may have come in bound, but you don't have to leave out bound. You may have come in confused, but you don't have to leave out confused. You may have come in empty, but you don't have to leave out empty. Because when God steps into a room, exit conditions change. Because when God steps into a room, when the Holy Ghost is present in a room, when the Spirit of the Lord is present in an atmosphere, when you step into that room, exit conditions change. In other words, you don't have to leave like you came in Jesus' name. You have a different exit condition. You have an exit change that has taken place where the Spirit of the Lord is. This unnamed woman in Luke chapter 13, verses 10 through 14, this unnamed woman, she entered bent, but she left straight. The unnamed woman, she came into the synagogue, bowed over, unable to lift herself. This unnamed woman, she had suffered for 18 long years of heaviness. This unnamed woman had suffered 18 long years of limitation. This unnamed woman had suffered 18 long years of being stuck in the same posture. But the Bible says, but Jesus saw her. Jesus called her, and then Jesus touched her. And the scripture says, immediately, this unnamed woman was made straight. This unnamed woman, she came in bent, but this unnamed woman left restored. This unnamed woman came in oppressed, but she left delivered. She came in low, but she left lifted. Because you don't have to leave here like you came in Jesus' name. The unnamed woman with the issue of blood in Mark 5, verses 25 through 34. The unnamed woman, she had suffered 12 years of sickness, 12 years of doctor visits, 12 years of disappointment, 12 years of isolation. The unnamed woman pressed her way through the crowd. The unnamed woman touched the hem of Jesus' garment. And Jesus said, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole." The unnamed woman came in a weak condition, but she left whole. The unnamed woman came in drained, but she left restored. The unnamed woman came in trembling, but she left out testifying. Because you don't have to leave here like you came in Jesus' name. I would recommend today that if you're suffering from whatever condition, whatever posture, I want you to declare today, "Lord, I refuse to leave the same way I came." There comes a moment in every believer's life when casual Christianity just won't do. There comes a moment, there comes a time when routine religion doesn't satisfy anymore. There will come a time, there will come a moment when just attending church won't change anything. There comes a moment when your soul rises up and declares, "Lord, I refuse to leave the same way I came." Some people, they come into the house of the Lord bound, broken, bitter, bruised, confused, heavy, hurting. But you don't have to leave like that. Not when Jesus is in the room. Not when the Holy Ghost is stirring. Not when the word is cutting. Not when the glory is falling. Somebody ought to change. Somebody ought to shout out, "Lord, I want change." In Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52, we find a man by the name of Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus, he came one way, but Bartimaeus left another way. Bartimaeus came blind, but Bartimaeus left seeing. Bartimaeus, put your name in there, came begging, but you're going to leave following. Bartimaeus, he came sitting on the roadside, but Bartimaeus left walking with Jesus. Bartimaeus came in darkness. Bartimaeus left in destiny, because you will never be the same in Jesus' name. Bartimaeus came with a problem. Bartimaeus left with a praise. Because when Jesus passes by, your exit condition can and will change. Oh yes, there are human conditions. Let's be clear. For whatever reason, there are many people that don't change because they don't want to. Many people want comfort, but they don't want conversion. There are many people that want relief, but not repentance. Many people want blessings, not breaking. Many people want favor, but they just don't want to surrender. But blind Bartimaeus, he refused to stay stuck. Blind Bartimaeus, he refused to stay silent. He refused to stay blind. He refused to say the same. So Bartimaeus did what he ought to have done. He cried out, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy, not on somebody else, but Lord, have mercy on me." And when they told Bartimaeus to be quiet, Bible says that Bartimaeus cried even the more. He cried louder, because desperate people don't care about opinions. Desperate people, when you get desperate enough, you'll find out that desperate people don't care about protocol. Desperate people don't care about tradition. Desperate people care about change. There's a divine confrontation with these people that I have named in this message on today. There was a divine confrontation. When you have a divine confrontation with Jesus, Jesus stopped. Jesus stood still. Then Jesus called these individuals out. And he asked one question, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" In other words, what do you want changed? What do you want explained? What do you want discussed? What do you want analyzed? What is it that you're looking for? What's keeping you from having a different exit change? What do you want changed? Bartimaeus said, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." Bartimaeus didn't ask for finances. He didn't ask for sympathy. He didn't ask for attention. He asked for transformation. So Jesus said, "Go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole." That's what the Lord is saying to you today. Woman, man, boy or girl, go thy way. Thy faith. If you can have the faith the size of a mustard seed, Jesus saying today, use that mustard seed faith. Go thy way, because thy faith has made thee whole. And the Bible says immediately, not gradually, but immediately, these people, their future changed. Their future shifted. Their identity changed. Their direction was reversed. You come one way, but he'll give you a divine turnaround, and you'll leave another way. Because when faith meets Jesus, change becomes inevitable. I said, when faith, no matter the size of the faith, when faith meets Jesus, change becomes inevitable. In other words, it's going to happen. Well, you see, I've been to the altar many. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. Holiness preaching requires and demands a decision to surrender your will to His will. Holiness preaching confronts the flesh. Holiness preaching exposes the old will. And holiness preaching brings about a choice. You don't sit under holiness preaching and stay the same. You can't hear truth and cling to untruth. You cannot feel conviction and hold on to your plan. You can't encounter glory and keep your rebellion. Because holiness preaching, your plan must die. Your will must bow. And your flesh must surrender. Your habits, they must break. And your agenda must collapse. Your excuses must come to an end. Because holiness is never about showing up to church. Holiness is about changing what happens when you hear what's preached in the church. Somebody shout out, change me, Lord. I feel the Lord. I said, I feel the Lord. I refuse to leave the same way I came. That's what you got to say. I refuse to leave bound. I refuse to leave broken. I absolutely refuse to leave bitter. Where are you going to leave it? I'm going to leave it at the altar. You leave empty when you come away from the altar. You have laid your burdens down. You have left your burdens, that thing that caused you to carry what you have been carrying, that have left you empty, left you confused, left you defeated. But when Jesus steps in, chains start falling, wounds start healing, minds start clearing, hearts start mending, joy starts rising, faith starts burning, strength starts returning. You may have come in one way, but you're leaving another way. You may have come in heavy, but you're leaving lighter. You may have come in hurting, but you're leaving healed. You may have come into His presence bound, but you're leaving free. You have turned the radio on when you were feeling empty, and now, because of this word of hope, you're leaving filled. I just want you to lift your hands and open up your mouth and shout, Lord, I refuse. Come on, say it. Lord, I refuse to leave the same way I came. If you're ready for change, if you're ready for surrender, if you're ready for transformation, if you're ready to be saved, all you have to do is say, Lord, I am ready right now. Lift those hands. You have to do it quickly. You have to do it boldly. You have to take everything that's broken, and you have to surrender it to Jesus in Jesus' name, because your exit condition is in the process of change. David, in the 34th Psalm, in the 4th verse, David put it like this, and I'm going to be through for today. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and He delivered me from not some of my fears, but from all of my fears. David came to the Lord fearful, but David left delivered. David came in while he was hiding. He came to God while he was hiding, but he left praising God. He came in broken, but he left bold, because you don't have to leave here like you came, in Jesus' name. I'm going to say this, and I'm absolutely going to be done for this word of hope today. If you don't get anything out of what I said earlier, just remember this. God never meets you without changing you. I said, God never meet you without changing you. Whenever God encounters a person in Scripture, change always followed. It happened with Moses. He came and insecure, but he left commission. Gideon came in hiding, but he left conquering. Isaiah came in undone, but he left anointed. Peter in the New Testament came in sinful, but he left a brand new creature. Paul came in murderous and left a missionary. God does not meet you to maintain you. God meets you to transform you. Well, this is the heartbeat of holiness. Not just forgiveness, but change. Not just mercy, but deliverance. And I thank God for this word on today. And I pray that you have got something out of this message. And I pray that you're going to take this message and apply it to your life. Then you're going to meet us at the altar on an upcoming Sunday. Because you don't have to leave here like you came. God bless you. This is Co-Pastor Elmer Hess Sr., Co-Pastor at the beautiful First Pentecostal Family Worship Center, 4720 Beckley Road in Battle Creek, Michigan. It's better in the house.
You won't leave it like you came. In Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, afflicted, sick or lame, for the power of the Lord is still the same. So you won't leave here like you can. In the Jesus' name. Come on, reach over and tell somebody. You won't leave here like you came. In the Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, afflicted, sick for the power of the Lord is still the same. Come on, tell somebody again. So you won't leave him like you can. Come on, point at yourself. And tell them we won't leave it like we can in the Jesus name. Hallelujah. 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 Come on and give him some praise. Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. Glory to Jesus.